Collaboration with customers. Collaboration may take the form of a closer business relationship or an alliance between a supplier and one of its intermediate customers, such as informal or formal inclusion in the product design process. In terms of end-customer collaboration, customers could provide their time and opinions to improve the organization's offerings, such as in the voice of the customer technique. Collaboration with intermediate or end customers can take place when both parties find strategic value in the relationship and when there is enough trust and loyalty to encourage this higher level of commitment. Therefore, collaboration is a natural continuation of relationship building for some types of loyal customers. As Exhibit 6-18 suggests, if customer satisfaction and loyalty can be increased, the nature of that relationship will evolve past mere attention to price, to a growing recognition of the product's or service's value, and then to a dependency on the product or service that signals the creation of a win-slash-win relationship between customer and business. Exhibit 6-18. Evolving relationship with lifetime customers. It is the potential value of lifetime customers that has driven the shift toward customer-centric organizations. Increased customer retention is the primary benefit of customer collaboration efforts, which, in turn, should lead to increased profits for the organization and the supply chain. The relationships can be improved from the perspectives of both the customer and the company. Customers get an improved experience, one tailored to their needs. Businesses get increased customer visibility, awareness of actions involving the customer. This increases the supplier's ability to satisfy the customer, focus marketing to win new customers, create lifetime customers, and realize the profit potential of each customer. Organizations also gain greater control over customer relationships and are better able to measure profitability and their own performance. Sown customer-supplier relationships will become more transparent so that each party knows the motivations and requirements of the other, which can draw the partners into closer collaboration. Organizations can also turn dispute resolution into an opportunity to improve customer loyalty through innovative problem-solving. The importance of developing relationships with customers has also led to two basic shifts in today's business culture. Greater focus on the customer. This focus is on both internal customers, the recipients of another person's or department's output, and external customers. A shift to a customer-centric corporate culture is an opportunity for growth, but it requires extensive organizational change management. Greater integration. This integration occurs both internally, for example, process re-engineering to increase communication and collaboration among all departments, and externally, greater sharing of information and processes between parallel departments of supply chain partners. The movement is away from hierarchical organizational thinking to the involvement of multiple teams and their mutual involvement in the process. How are these customer-centric businesses created? Exhibit 6-19 illustrates a five-step process that begins with redefining and redirecting the organization and ends with measuring the success of this corporate initiative. Note that part of this process involves implementing a customer relationship management, CRM, strategy. Exhibit 6-19, creating and maintaining a customer-centric business. Align mission statement, goals, organizational structure, and jobs to support a customer focus. Moving the organization from a product focus to customer-centric orientation requires changes in the way companies manage everything from product design to customer service. This means that every customer contact point, for example, where the customer learns about the product, where they purchase it, whom they contact with questions, or when there are problems, must be analyzed to identify key players within the organization who can affect customer satisfaction and to determine what they can do to enhance the customer's experience. This requires a high level of collaboration across sections of the organization and a clear articulation throughout the organization to every member of this new priority. To achieve greater customer focus, some organizations have instituted the position of Chief Customer Officer. This person is responsible for identifying customer touchpoints, defining and enforcing service standards, researching methods to enrich the customer experience, and helping customers navigate within the organization. From a high-level perspective, this position is responsible for integrating and leveraging customer information across the organization. Identify the customer's perspective and needs. One of the goals and benefits of developing a distinct CRM strategy is increased customer visibility. Information about the customer's desires, buying habits, and experiences are captured at every point of contact and can be analyzed to support decisions. To begin, an organization might compare the perspective of its customers with high lifetime value against those with low value. The gap in fulfilled expectations can suggest changes in products, services, or communication that can ultimately create customer loyalty by meeting and exceeding customer needs and wants. For example, a credit card company may discover that high-value cardholders use their cards heavily because of their frequent flyer partnerships, but that many low-value cardholders are located in cities not served by those air carriers. The credit card company may consider creating other air carrier partnerships or other types of partnerships that would move the low-value group toward higher value. In this way, the organization can identify and leverage these competitive advantage factors. Create a map of customer segments. Customer-centric businesses recognize that they have more than one type of customer. They use quantitative and qualitative research to segment their customers and develop solutions to each segment's distinctive needs. Businesses may prioritize their CRM efforts according to the value of these different segments. Different characteristics of the segments may also shape CRM programs. For example, a technologically proficient customer group may prefer that all contact points be electronic. A highly affluent, demanding segment may require human contact that is always available. Implement the most appropriate CRM strategy. Factors that influence the strategic shape of a CRM program include product positions in the product lifecycle, value of the customer's potential business, targeted customer needs, or preferred channels of communication or product/service acquisition. As Exhibit 6-20 illustrates, a CRM strategy is cyclical. The process begins with targeting the desired customer and winning that customer's business. For the relationship to continue, the promised product/service package terms must be fulfilled. Continued customer care promotes satisfaction. The company can then capitalize on its customer's satisfaction by setting new goals for this customer. This may mean increasing the volume of the customer's purchases, increasing the value of the purchases, upselling, or cross-selling additional products or services. Exhibit 6-20, CRM Cycle of Business. Monitor, measure, and report. This step in the process is iterative and is based on the organization's selected customer key performance indicators. In the CRM model, the business is constantly learning more about its customers and the way they prefer to do business, and this information constantly reshapes CRM. The research provides data about buying patterns, customer attitudes, and levels of customer satisfaction, and the information should be shared across all points of contact within the organization. It is also important for organizations to research continuously and document which CRM processes are working and which are not.